Hello.
Hi, my name is Kenny. Returning your call from customer support. Could I please have your zip code?
49048.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Melissa Lee.
Thank you. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
1304 Sherwood Avenue, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting on that information to load. Bear with me one moment.
Are you calling from Extraordinary?
Well, this is actually a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online companies.
Oh.
Okay. So once the information loads, then I'll be able to see exactly what you were being charged for. Okay, so I do see here you paid $5.74. It was for the pot. And also, while you have that pot, well, you entered in the raffle for the chance to win it. But while you're entered in that raffle, you have a $125 voucher. That $125 voucher is why you were charged the membership fee of $67.32.
Okay. Well, I don't want that because they ain't say nothing about that. I did sign up for that $5, you know, to win the contest for a pot. But they ain't say nothing about they was gonna have to take $67 like I was gonna become a member and they didn't say nothing like that.
Yes, ma'am. So in the terms and conditions, that is where it stated that you would be getting that $125 voucher and that it has a membership fee, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund.
A 35%?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get the whole refund? Not no 35%.
Well, the most that I can do is a 50% refund with it being a valid charge.
No, I still want the whole thing. Like, I'm calling y'all because my bank recommended me to call y'all, or I was just going to dispute the charge anyway.
So right, but of course.
That's why I was calling to see if I can get a refund.
Yes, ma'am. And the reason that they ask you to call first is because, of course, they are going to get in contact with us to make sure it is a valid charge. And at that point, we would have to send them the terms and conditions. So once the investigation starts, we would have to send them the information, and then you would still be charged that $67.32 because it would be a valid charge at that point. So in order to avoid that, I did go ahead and do a full refund as a courtesy. That could take up to 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support, and have a good one.
You too, thanks.